Yeah, all the water will catch in and run down to the middle of the pipe, and then it'll come right straight down to the ground. I have them here, but I don't know what they, really what they call them now.
Well, now, if you had a house like one of those L-shaped houses you were talking about, what would you call the part where the two parts of the roof come together?
Yeah, you'd have valleys there. You'd have two valleys. You'd have a valley on each side where the ridge comb would come through and run into the other ridge. But you'd have two valleys. You'd have one valley on the east side, one on the west side. If the house was running north and south, you'd have two valleys there. And just like there's that old house up yonder, has got some valleys on it, because you can't see it from here. But
the one that,
and your board would come down, you'd have to use tin or some kind of galvanized tin in there.
You'd have to use tin.
You just bring it down in there so far, and the shingles of your board or your composition shingles and so far, but you got to have that valley tin in there to catch that water and run it on off. And most of them, they'll put rubber on this rubber roofing. They'll put the rubber side roofing down first, and then they put the tin over top of that, and then they put the shingles on, and then they leave that galvanized roof because it won't rust. It won't wear off as bad there. It's sort of a lumial. And I have it in this. I have two of them on this house over here on the front. There's two little valleys over there, not very long, but in building the house and putting the rafters and everything up, I come out two of them, one on each side, and they're little valleys. That's what they call a little valley. I guess they get the name from these big valleys and things, but they're just a little valley.
Now, you mentioned that you had a smokehouse, and you mentioned that you had a kind of a lean-to sort of thing. Well, what other buildings would you have out around your house, in addition to the house, of course?
Well, everybody always had what you call a chicken house, and that's where the chickens would roost, and that's where they would have their lay. That's where they lay in the quarters in olden time. Now, these days, now they have the chicken houses and the land quarters all right together in these big layers, you know. But you'd have a chicken house and have your roost poles in the back, and the eggs where they made the nest is in little boxes up the sort of front. Well, you wanted to make your old hens all roost in the back, then they'd roost on top of your nesters and mess everything up. Anyway, that's what would happen. And, well, of course, everybody'd have all three, four dozen hens, and they'd raise their own chickens, and they'd raise their fryers or things like that. But most of them would have little brooder houses for they raise the little chickens until they got big enough to put them in. All I ever had was, we just had little brooder house, little cooks, little small cooks like them. Until they got big enough to go on roost, then they get up on the roost, but they'd be up big enough to live with the rest of the chickens.
What about a place to put your wood?
Well, they had woodsheds, what they call a woodshed.
Yeah, that? What would they call that?
Well, they'd call it outdoor toilet, and just plain old outdoor toilet, I guess. Being we come to the toilet, they didn't dig the toilets out much. They just used a shovel and clean them out long. But now they dig holes, and then now they got sewage lines, and
they recycle.
Yeah. So anyway, it's been an improvement a whole lot than a long time ago, but they had for the ladies, they would always be a inside toilet, and outdoors, it was outdoor toilet, and boy, they was sort of rough, but anyway, it was outdoor toilet.
Well, where would you keep like your tools and things like that?
Well, you have a place that you call your tool shed. That was what you'd call, and your farming tools, you'd keep it in them tool sheds in the wintertime and take care of them. And you know, most things are made out of wood a lot of times, and your wood will rot. And the iron beams and iron shovels, that your plow shovels, they'll rust too. And if you keep them oiled and keep them on those sheds in the wintertime, they won't rust. And you have I'm talking about smokehouse, that's where they kept the meat, and the well shed was where they kept it sort of for the pump, and you'd have a top of your pump. Well, you'd have your chicken house, and that was your, and then you'd have your woodshed. A lot of the men had the woodshed. My mother and dad, they didn't have a woodshed. They just probably went about there, and you know, it won't get wet.
Really?
Well, I'm talking about, you can just start piling a bunch of wood up, and just keep piling it up. You hear them talking about piling up wheat. Just keep piling it up. And the wheat won't get wet about an inch and a half deep. I don't care how big a pile.